Welcome to your five for the day. Perhaps the most painful statement a person can hear is, "I don't love you anymore." Those words end relationships, break hearts, and shatter dreams. Often, people who've been betrayed guard themselves against future pain by deciding not to trust anyone's love again. And that may even include the love of God. How do we know God loves us? The book of Malachi is full of statements God made to his people which were disregarded by them. Are we doing the same thing today? Let's take a look and find out. The first question we find in the book of Malachi is in chapter 1, verse 2. "I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us?" Amazing, isn't it? After all God had done for the children of Israel, they still didn't think he loved them. There are numerous examples of how God showed his love to his people, including the crossing of the Red Sea and protection from the Egyptians. The manna that was provided for them daily in the desert. The bitter water turned sweet, and many more. Although the Israelites had good cause to know God loved them, they chose to ignore and disregard all the wonderful things God had done for them. What about us? Would we give the same answer as they did? Let's think about the things in our everyday life that we have just taken for granted. Food, clothing, a roof over our heads, family, friends, a job, and many more. Many people don't have all the things and advantages we have, and yet we're still not satisfied. What will it take for us to realize what we have? Although we have all these things, we don't need them all to know that God loves us. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God loves us so much that he gave his only Son to die in our place for our sins, that we might be forgiven and live with him forever in heaven. What a great gift! Just that one gift is enough reason to know God loves us. Yet he gives us all these other things as well to continually remind us that he loves us. All we have to do is accept that gift, and we can have the reward. So, let's accept that gift and not be like the children of Israel who didn't believe that God loved them. But you say to me, what does accepting the Lord Jesus mean? It means inviting him to come into our lives so he can change us and make us like himself, so we can be examples of God's love to the people around about us. So how do I accept God's gift? To accept God's gift, we need to say sorry for our sins and thank the Lord Jesus for dying on the cross for them. The remarkable thing about God's love for us is his promise that it will never end. The prophet Jeremiah experienced devastating circumstances that left him emotionally depleted. His own people rejected his repeated calls to respond to God's love and follow him. At a low point, Jeremiah said, "My strength and my hope have perished from the Lord." Yet, in his darkest hour, Jeremiah considered God's unfailing love and wrote, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him." A person may vow to love us forever, yet fail to keep that promise. But God's love remains steadfast and sure. He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. That's a love we can trust. O love that wilt not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. God's love never fails.